A senior Turkish official is announcing that his country has captured the older sister of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Al-Baghdadi was killed in a U.S. raid last month. His 65-year-old sister, known as Rezmiya Awad, was captured in a raid on a trailer container where she lived with her family in the town of Azaz, a region run by Turkey. To find out more, we will turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Aaron David Miller. He's a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department Middle East analyst and negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations. Thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Always a pleasure.
The Associated Press is quoting Turkish officials as saying that this capture is an intelligence gold mine. Is it?
You know, it's the Turks. And I really, without confirmation from our intel people, I would put this in the category of, I'm not from the state of Missouri, but in the show me state. I think the Turks have an agenda here. It's to demonstrate, in fact, that their operation into northern Syria has proved critically important to U.S. interests, that they are now in a position where they can collect intelligence for the United States. I would question how much information, intelligence gold mine, that the sister of Abu Bakr Baghdadi actually has. I think the Delta Force and the Rangers that carried out this raid did, in fact, find a gold mine of information. This compound was being used by Baghdadi. But I think his operational connection to the Islamic State had faded in recent months, in large part because he was so isolated and so determined that if he didn't move and move quickly and frequently, that the Americans ultimately would capture him or otherwise. And I suspect that to some degree, the Turks are overestimating this, wanting to demonstrate that they, not the Kurds, are much better partners for the United States. But let's see what they share.
This approach of going after family members of a known terrorist leader, is that a common approach to getting additional information?
I think family members, son of Osama bin Laden, who had clearly insinuated himself into al-Qaeda's operations, yeah, I mean, I think in many respects, these are family-oriented enterprises because family implies blood and blood implies trust, that kind of familial trust and loyalty. So, yeah, I think it's certainly plausible that if, in fact, the Turks knew where she was, that this would be something worth doing. How significant or consequential the capture and what this gold mine of intelligence is all about is the thing that remains to be determined. I think it does ultimately suggest that the Islamic State, even though Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is now dead, his successor has now been appointed, that this insurgency in northern Syria is still very much alive and well.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Aaron David Miller is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.